Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date's November 12, 2020. Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most don't realize it, but we are still in that time in the end, and we will be clear until the end. That's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin in the world and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. That's Yeshua HaMashiach. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight if you haven't already. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. The phone number is 620-878-4682. In an emergency, the cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Text me first. You can find updates with the breaking news, all about our ministry, radio program, the archives, all about at prophecyhour.com. Remember, we're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the internationally on YouTube, podcasts, also some FM stations, so pray about supporting airtime. On another note, let's thank our listener base in places this week like Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, Copenhagen, Denmark, and the region of Perm in the Russian Federation. Well, we also, Shanghai, China, and let's not forget London, United Kingdom. And, of course, cities in the United States such as Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Aurora, Illinois, and Buffalo, New York. This week, Chicago, Illinois is the largest group of listeners to our programs when they go to podcast later tonight. Yes, we exploded with a lot more listeners this week after we did the program with Carl Gallups on that software, because he met the guy that first ripped bad software out. We'll get into that in a minute. Anyway, this week, I didn't edit my things very well, folks. By the way, folks, we ask that you send us an email to radio@messiahsbranch.org or text to my phone and let us know what city you're coming from. Now, prayer, we'll bring on tonight's guest. We've got some important things to cover. Your Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray radio goes tonight according to your will, not my will. Please, please, Father, give everybody out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So in Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, amen and amen. Okay, folks, there's so much going on out there. When the election happened, a lot of us, we've been seen in Fox News lean to the left, right? But now it's so blatant, of course. So we lost Fox News. Drudge, well, they went leftist, here a while back, and they were just getting so bad I can't even click on their link or anything. Anyway, but I do know one good source, and he's building his website. He's familiar to most of you folks, and he is back on with us tonight. I'm talking about Michael T. Snyder. He has a blog called The Economic Collapse Blog and The Most Important Thing. He is the author of the book, The Beginning of the End and the Rapture Verdict and Lost Prophecies of the Future of America. That's his latest book, and if you haven't picked it up, you should pick it up, because it has a lot of prophecies from a lot of different sources that are saying the same thing about the fall of America or future, whichever, flip a coin. He's become popular on many radio and TV programs, so let's just get him on. Welcome, Michael. Are you there with me?
I'm here, Pastor Dan. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. You're coming in great. Before we break into stuff, I really want you to talk a little bit about your website. The most important thing, because folks out there, Michael, we feel like, and me for one, we feel like some of these people that we had relied on have turned traitor on us and have turned on our president and this country, and you're changing your website around. And I want you to tell the folks about it.
Yeah, just as you said in the introduction to the program, Pastor Dan, we've seen Fox News, where Fox News during the election and afterwards, the mask has completely come off and they've shown that they're totally against Trump. They're totally anti-conservative. They've totally shifted. They still have a couple of good shows like Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, but Fox News overall has gone completely anti-Trump and anti-conservative. Same thing with the Drudge Report, which you mentioned, which, you know, I've been visiting for years. You've been visiting for years. So many of the listeners have been visiting for years. But now, every day you go to the Drudge Report, and same thing today, you go there, and all the stories are either against Trump or they're for Biden. So for some reason, whether Drudge Report has been bought out or Matt Drudge has just totally gone over to the other side, it's gone super liberal. And so that's why I've changed the format of the most important news, because now, you know, people still are looking for news, and they're looking for news from a conservative perspective, and they're looking for the most important stories that are talking about what's really going on out there. And so people go to themostimportantnews.com, and every day I'm updating it with the most important links, the most important videos, the most important things from around the Internet. That show people exactly what's going on out there. So I'd encourage people to visit themostimportantnews.com, bookmark it, and start visiting every day. You know, it's becoming a real alternative to the Drudge Report, and we're hoping that so many of the people that used to visit the Drudge Report will now visit themostimportantnews.com on a regular basis.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Naturally, we have my two cents coming in from my producer. But he is right. He says, 5 years ago, I was telling everyone Fox News was gone and Drudge too, and now it's a big surprise. Okay, Frank, I know you're being sarcastic over there, but really, we did start to see that decline, but it was like, with Fox, it was like just a sudden explosion, you know what I'm saying, at the election. And Fat Nat, I also thought there used to be another good commentator over there. That's Laura Ingraham, but now, last night, she's starting to talk like she's accepted Biden and the fact that, you know, she's telling the conservatives how to get along with AOC. Really? Get along with AOC? What do you think about that?
Yeah, and that's pretty crazy. And ultimately, this election has kind of caused people to choose one side of the fence or the other, and ultimately, you know, every American should be concerned about the integrity of our elections, and I've been horrified that Fox News has joined with CNN and MSNBC and the others in trying to shut down talk and discussion of the major problems we've seen with this election, because evidence continues to pour in, and I posted a whole bunch more of it on the most important news today, that this election was stolen. And so, you know, and we go back to election night, Pastor Dan, right? And
right.
President Trump is leading. He's leading big in Wisconsin, in Michigan, Pennsylvania, in Georgia, and so many of these key states. And then we get to a certain point, and then all these states, all of a sudden, they either stopped counting the votes or they slowed down dramatically. And it wasn't the whole states as a whole, but it was in the Democratic strongholds. For example, in Georgia, in Atlanta, they stopped counting the votes. You go, it was in the city of Milwaukee, in Wisconsin. In Detroit, it was Michigan. In Pennsylvania, it was Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. You know, the Democratic-controlled areas. And see, what people need to understand is if when you count the votes last, and you're going to cheat, that gives you a massive advantage because it lets you see, okay, I see how many votes that I need in order to flip the election. And then, you know, and then we saw these huge dumps in each state. In fact, President Trump just tweeted about Wisconsin, how 134,000 votes were dumped for Biden at 3:42 a.m. in the morning, and that put Joe Biden suddenly into the lead right before the end. You know, and of course they came from the city of Milwaukee and that area. Pastor Dan, it's so alarming because, you know, where President Trump had a lead in all these states, well then, boom, in Arizona, Trump has lost by less than 1%. Georgia, Trump lost by less than 1%. Wisconsin, Trump lost by less than 1%. Pennsylvania, Trump lost by less than 1%. You know, so people are seeing this and they're saying, okay, wow, that looks super suspicious. And then what we've seen over the last couple of weeks, people have been digging into the data, digging into the numbers. And, you know, what it appears is that, you know, in many instances, votes were taken away from Trump by the computer algorithms. They were, and then they were laundered through a third-party candidate, and all of a sudden third-party candidates got these big surges, and then they were taken from the third-party candidate and given to Biden. So Gateway Pundit has a big report out about that today. And so, I mean, all this massively suspicious activity, really alarming.
Let me come over here for a minute. It's like this. One thing, let's go with this, and that's why it's important for people to know what's going on, you know, when these things happen, a place to go to see it, and that's your website. But let me say this. This is a really amazing thing, and I don't know if everybody knows, but they need to know. You know, the special forces did in fact perform a raid on a CIA facility in Germany, and that's where all the vote data was going from, at least from, I'm pretty sure they said Milwaukee, Wisconsin tonight, and they were tabulating the votes over there, and they have all the raw data, and they're going to be using this. And so by far, I still believe Trump won, but here's what gets me about it. All this stuff is so blatantly, and I guess it's blatantly to me because, you know, I'm a news hound and, you know, I pay attention. But they're saying absolutely, like Mitt Romney said earlier today, well, we have seen no evidence of voter fraud. Really? Voter fraud, according to what they're talking about, was used on him in the last election that, you know, when he ran. And so these people that are just denying it, I've never seen such lying. There's my point. Did you think you'd ever see such blatant lying by all these important, well, I don't want to call them important, news media and people like Romney? Back to you.
Oh, I agree with you, Pastor Dan. And, the stakes are so high right now, Pastor Dan, because we've gotten to this point where it's so out in the open, and it's at the point where either the American people are going to have to stand up and challenge this because it's just so obvious, so out in our face. Either we challenge it and defeat it now, or in the future they're just going to keep on doing it. And if we fail now, no one's ever going to challenge it to this degree again, and they'll just keep getting away with it, and they'll just do it more and more and more. So it's so important that, because if we don't stand up and challenge this cheating now, we'll never have legitimate elections in this country again for the foreseeable future. And so we won't be talking in, well, a couple of years, let's take back our government, let's get this good candidate in, let's get that good candidate in. No, you know, because they'll have gotten away with it, and they'll know that they can keep getting away with it in the future because we weren't able to stop them. So the stakes are so incredibly high. But there's so much evidence. You know, we've got evidence of dead people voting. In fact, today it came out that of the Pennsylvania voters that were registered that had a date of birth from the year 1800 to the year 1899, those are the years in between they were born, 66% of them that are still registered and on the books actually voted in this election in Pennsylvania somehow. You know, which of course is impossible, you know, because, you know, at the youngest, someone would have to be 121 years old to still be alive if they were born in 1899 to vote. So, you know, but 66% of the people born in the 1800s in Pennsylvania that are registered, that are still in the books, actually cast votes in this election. How in the world is that possible?
It isn't, of course. And so this is my thought. I don't see how this can stand in any way, shape, or form if it gets to the Supreme Court. Do you think the Supreme Court will ignore this? I mean, seriously.
Well, I don't see how they can. We've also got evidence of people that moved out of the state, and then still voted in the state that they moved out of, that, and particularly in Nevada, where thousands and thousands of people that had moved out of state voted in Nevada, and whether they, you know, it was actually those people who had moved sending back their votes, or whether those votes were ballots were stolen, we don't know. But we do know that lots and lots of people that moved out of Nevada actually voted in Nevada. We've also got mail-in ballots that were stolen and sent in. So when people went in, you know, in fact, we've got affidavits and testimony from people saying, hey, I went to the polls on election day. I wanted to vote for Trump. But then I got to the person who was checking people in, and they said I had already voted because someone had stolen their mail-in ballot that came to their mailbox and sent it in. And so that's a major problem that's being uncovered as well. We've got affidavits from witnesses who were working in the vote counting centers that saw ballots being brought in the back door. That happened in Michigan. We've got affidavits from witnesses that saw the same ballots being run through multiple times for Biden. And so we've got that as well. But ultimately, the key to this whole thing, Pastor Dan, and where the largest amount of fraud took place, it appears, is with Dominion Voting Systems, which they've got customers in 28 states, including in the states of Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, you know, the key states that are going to decide this thing, where, you know, it appears that they were involved in using, Trump attorney Sidney Powell says that a computer algorithm was used to flip votes from Trump to Biden. In fact, she says one of the top people from Dominion Voting Systems actually personally went and was stationed in the vote counting center in Detroit, Michigan, apparently to make sure that Trump didn't win in Michigan there.
Let me butt in. That's the name I was looking for that was escaping me. And you may not know this, if so, you may want to go listen to the program. The Dominion system was actually, which was ergo the hammer, was actually exposed about 6 years ago. How was it exposed? Well, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Arizona, right, that was investigating with his posse the birth certificate issue, the man that created, that helped create or create that software, went directly to Arpaio and reported it to him first, not anybody else, to that posse, because it was used to break into computer systems such as Hawaii and other places to create Obama a birth certificate. Now, they did investigate and they did find out, and there happened to be somebody else on their team, that was Pastor Carl Gallatz, who comes on this radio program once a month and speaks with me. And so he brought it back up. He said, Pastor Dan, don't you remember 6 years ago we talked about this software? We talked about this as a software that was used to break in, and that it was created also for doing voter things. And so it was actually brought out 6 years ago, but it was hushed up. That's why the American people didn't hear about it a lot, because it was connected to the fake Obama's birth certificate. And in fact, I don't know, I'm talking to the publicist with Joe Arpaio tonight to see if he's going to be able to come on in a couple weeks and speak about it, because he has a new book out. Back to you.
Well, that's good. I mean, the more we can expose these things, the better, because, I mean, there's been election fraud. I mean, as long as I've been writing for many, many years, every time an election comes up, I'll talk about the irregularities. I'll talk about the evidence of vote fraud, of the problems with the election. But then, you know, people talk about it for a little bit, but then it gets brushed under the rug and people forget about it the next time around. So, but hopefully this time, you know, attorney Sidney Powell, she says in Michigan and Pennsylvania, let me give you a quote. She quote, hundreds of thousands of votes at a 67% ratio for Biden, 23% for Trump, were uploaded multiple times into the system. So they kept, you know, they were so brazen where they kept uploading, you know, batches of votes supposedly at the exact same ratio over and over and over into the system in these states until they got to the result that they wanted. Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and the rest of Trump's team, they believe they have the evidence and they believe they have lots of evidence, and they held a press conference today going through quite a bit of that evidence, which they believe proves election fraud and that this election should be overturned and given to Trump. So this thing is not over. Now, what is working against them and what is working against Trump is that they don't have a lot of time. I mean, when you're talking about vote fraud and all the things we're talking about tonight and so much stuff coming in, normally this type of investigation to really get to the bottom of things and talk to witnesses and travel to places and dig into the evidence, this type of investigation involving multiple states and hundreds of witnesses, this type of thing could take years, you know, in the legal world to stretch out. But the Trump's team doesn't have years. They have a couple of weeks, and that's it, because ultimately the electors cast their votes for the Electoral College on December 14th. But all controversies regarding the selection of electors must be resolved by December 8th. Ultimately, that's the deadline, unless it gets pushed back somehow by the Supreme Court, which I suppose is possible, never been done in American history. But ultimately, that deadline either has to be pushed back, or everything's got to be resolved by December 8th, or else the Electoral College is going to go ahead and they're going to elect Joe Biden, which, of course, we've got Joe Biden running around right now, and he's declaring himself the president-elect, right? Well, right. At this point, Pastor Dan, nobody should be claiming to be the president-elect, not Biden, not Trump, nobody, because the election has not even happened yet. You know, the American people need to understand our system. On November 3rd, we went to the polls, and everyone thinks, well, we were voting for the president. No, we were actually voting. In each state, we were voting for a slate of electors that would later vote to elect the president. So we were voting for electors who will, as a part of the Electoral College, will vote to elect the president on December 14th. That is when the presidential election is held, according to the U.S. Constitution, is on December 14th. The Electoral College will cast their votes, and then they will elect the president, and at that point, we will have a president-elect, but not until December 14th.
Okay, good place to stop. Tell them where they can find your website, and we'll come back. We've got some other things to talk, a lot to talk about, but tell them where they can find you, and we'll go to break.
Yeah, go to themostimportantnews.com. That's themostimportantnews.com. Like I discussed earlier, alternative to the Drudge Report, where every day you're going to be able to find news stories, links, videos from a conservative perspective. And then to get my new book, Lost Prophecies of the Future of America, you can find that on Amazon.com. Or if you go to any of my websites, you'll find ads, which will take you directly to the book.
Okay, that's really great. And I do request one thing of you. I pray that you'll put a link up there where we can find all of just your articles like usual. We'll be back in about 4 minutes, folks.
Don't go away. Pastor Dan will be right back.
Troubled and you lost your way, don't worry about it, everything's okay. Jesus gonna come himself and look for you, give you a charge of the Holy Ghost power, see you through your troubled eyes. His light is bright, surely you will find your way. He's always on call, he wants to save the lost. His charge is always free, with a shout of victory. What more could you ask? You get the very best. His answer is always yes, to meet your needs. problem and worry's got you down. Jesus gonna take you to higher ground. His blessings will flow, lift you above the storm. Like a thief in the night, he'll be coming soon. Could be morning, night or noon. Are you watching for that blessed hour to come? He's always on call. He wants to save the lost. His charge is always free. With a shout of victory. One more could you ask? You get the very best. His answer is always yes, to meet your needs.
Constantine the Great has become known as the first Christian emperor. In the year 313, he issued the Edict of Milan proclaiming the toleration of Christianity, which eventually became the official religion of the Roman Empire. The fact must not be overlooked, however, that just as Christianity had once been tolerated, pagan sun worship was also. After claiming to be a Christian, Constantine continued to honor the pagan gods, especially Apollo, the god of the sun. And in an effort to facilitate the conversion of pagans to Christianity, many pagan practices were combined with the true worship of the Creator and proclaimed to be Christian in nature. These and other considerations make it clear that Constantine's form of Christianity was actually a modified version of paganism. Coins depicting Constantine also bore the image of the pagan sun god and were inscribed Sol Invictu Committi, committed to the invincible sun. In the year 321, Constantine issued a decree stating, "All judges and city people and craftsmen shall rest upon the venerable day of the sun." Thus the establishment of Sunday, the sacred day of pagan sun worship, as a day of rest. Shortly after he made his Sunday proclamation, Constantine ordered his wife and eldest son murdered and had a bronze statue of himself set atop a tall column as Apollo, the sun god. This is the man known as the first Christian emperor. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
Back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin, and you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. Well, folks, we're talking with Michael Snyder tonight about the election and all the current events going on. You know, we are headed into a really dark time, I think, this winter. We'll talk to him about that and some other points. But first, I need to say something else about the Wichita Mission Church. You know, the biggest day of the year is Thanksgiving. These people are trying to stop Thanksgiving with large gatherings and all that. We have been forced into feeding outside in a line, but we still have huge amounts of people showing up. Thanksgiving is the biggest day of the year. We're projecting we'll have at least 150 people. But my wife, and I always look to what she does, because, you know, she just hears from, you know, the Spirit, right? Well, she told me last night that she was actually making sure she had enough for 250 meals. We've never served 250 plates of food at any Thanksgiving. We hit usually the most, I think, was about 181 year. But so in her spirit, she's planning big. Now, the food won't go to waste because we'll reserve it on Tuesday. But the point is we don't have enough money for all that. We have most of what we need, but we still need some other things. So I'm praying that you'll donate to the Wichita Mission Church. It's too late, really, to send a check or a money order, I believe. But you can donate online. And you, or you can make that donation over the phone. You can find the information at propcr.com. There's links right there, PayPal. And PayPal, believe it or not, is really secure. I've never had a problem with PayPal in all the years I've used it, and I've been using PayPal since 1998. And so pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church, a special donation, not your regular donation, but a special donation for Thanksgiving, because we need to finish off getting everything we need at the stores this weekend and going into the first of the week. Because, as you know, it's Thanksgiving. And what does the Word say about feast? The feast, Yeshua, let's just sum it up. Yeshua had a parable, and he said, you're supposed to invite the poor and the maimed, the lame and the blind. You're supposed to invite them to your feast first, because they can't ever repay you. You can find that in Luke 14. So pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. But remember, charity, that's love, starts at home first. You make sure that your loved ones are cared for, and from out from that, then you go out to the poor and beyond. But you need to start within your own home and within your own friends and relationships. That's the way it needs to go. But pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. And now we're back with Michael Snyder. Are you still with me, Michael, or did I lose you?
Oh, I'm here, Pastor Dan.
Well, you know, I just thought about what I just said to you. I said, or did I lose you? If I lost you, then you wouldn't be answering. Hey, Pastor Dan, you lost me. I'm just being funny. But anyway, the various states are all shutting down. They're reinstituting mask mandates. And, in fact, I stumbled across a CDC article that said they really wanted to separate everybody and put them in FEMA camps, and that was out in May. But the point is, if we get a Biden win or steal, however you want to put it, I think we're headed into some dark times. But even without it, I think we're headed into some dark times. What do you think?
Oh, I very much agree, Pastor Dan. In fact, Joe Biden, for the last several months, has been using the phrase dark winter to describe the period of time that we're moving into. And it's because of COVID, and we're seeing cases rise all around the nation, and we're seeing lockdowns, new restrictions just every day, you know, because every day I'm surveying the news for things to post, and every day now there's new restrictions. In fact, where I live, in the five county area where I live, they just instituted a new mask mandate, so you can't go out of your home where I live now without it wearing a mask. And so these restrictions are getting tighter and tighter, and more lockdowns are being put in place every day. And if you remember that the economic collapse, the economic depression that we've been experiencing was caused by the lockdowns that we witnessed earlier this year, caused just tremendous unemployment, tremendous problems, and that's resulted in so many people in need, which you just discussed with your ministry. You know, I wrote about earlier this week down in Texas that some people were lined up for 12 hours waiting for food and a special Thanksgiving handout from a food bank down there. They were giving out turkeys and food for Thanksgiving, and some people literally waited in a giant line for 12 hours just to get some food. We're seeing lines and desperation like we've never seen before. And that the reason so many people are in need is because of these economic problems, which are caused by the first round of lockdowns. Now they want to do it again. And already we're seeing unemployment numbers go up. Just today, 742,000 more Americans filed initial claims for unemployment last week, which was a substantial increase over the week before. In total so far this year, we're now over 70 million Americans which have filed for unemployment benefits here in 2020. We've never had a year like it before, and of course it was caused by the lockdowns. And so what is going to happen?
I know you're on a roll. Let me say this about unemployment. I want to say it while I'm thinking of it. I know somebody within my family that July filed for his unemployment, and they just now got back with him today and said, keep filing, because, you know, they hadn't got it to him yet. He filed in July, and people were out there while they say, well, they're on unemployment. They may be on it, but they ain't got a check yet. Back to you.
Oh, it's true. There have been problems with unemployment systems all over the nation because our unemployment systems were never designed to deal with this number of people being unemployed. I mean, it was unimaginable, just a tsunami of people that lost their jobs because of the first round of lockdowns. So it's, to me, it's insane that we would think of more lockdowns, but that's exactly what's happening. And so, you know, what we saw with the first wave of lockdowns is going to happen again. We're going to see thousands more businesses go under. We're going to see millions and millions of more Americans lose their jobs, and we're going to see our economic depression go even deeper as we head into 2021. So if Joe Biden's talking about a dark winter, well, that it's going to be very dark with all the layoffs and economic problems that we're having. And we're also seeing, like we saw when COVID first started spreading in this country, we're seeing panic shopping where people are going into the stores. They're buying up all the toilet paper. They're buying up all the hand sanitizer. They're buying up other things where we're seeing shortages of certain items already, just like we did earlier this year as people are panicked. They're concerned about, hey, I don't want to get stuck at home without enough toilet paper. I don't want to get stuck at home without enough food. And so people are, I've been raiding the stores just like we saw earlier this year. So it's almost like a replay, like a repeat of the things we saw earlier this year. No one should want to go through those things again because it was a very, very tough time. So Pastor Dan, the need, the economic suffering we're seeing out there is only going to get worse. Of course, it's not just the United States, but it's all over the world. And all over the world, you know, in addition to all the armies of locusts that we talked about on previous programs, in addition to all the storms and droughts which have hurt global food production, and then now COVID's come along, caused economic activity to contract and caused problems with distributing food all over the globe. And things have already gotten so bad that the head of the UN World Food Program just came out, and once again he said, hey, we are facing, quote, famines of biblical proportions in 2021. So he's saying in this upcoming year, we're facing famines of biblical proportions around the world because of COVID, because of everything else that's happening. So he was, and he's asking for money. He's like, I need money to help feed people because things have gotten really, really bad. Now, the good news here in the United States, we're not facing famines yet, although in my new book, Lost Prophecies of the Future of America, I talk about all the prophecies that someday there will be famine in the United States here, in addition to civil unrest, economic collapse, all the other things, great natural disasters, all the other things that are coming. We don't have famine here yet in the United States, Pastor Dan, but it is eventually coming. But even right now, there are tens of millions of Americans that are dealing with hunger that don't have enough to eat on a regular basis. This is very, very real.
Yeah, exactly. And firsthand knowledge of that, it surprised me that how many people are hungry, like in Wichita, Kansas, you know what I'm saying, where our mission church is at. It was just astounding. Like the other day, you know, we'd only been happening to do about 60 plates out the, you know, we put them in to-go plates and feed them because their guidelines, we could let very few people in, and so we just choose, you know. Anyway, point being is last Friday, you know, it jumped from 60 people to 85 people. And then they came back to, this last Tuesday, and so the numbers are increasing. And what I'm finding out is just that where they just didn't know where it was at. They're really hungry and been hungry. People showing up in cars, you know, not just people walking as homeless or on bicycles, but people in cars and things that are showing up and they're looking for a place to eat. When I brought up Thanksgiving to them, boy, they were just ecstatic, and they're going to tell others. And so, folks, that's another thing out to you. You know, we are expecting a big turnout, but people are hungry out there, you know. Isn't it our obligation? What do you think? Isn't it our obligation one to another to try to help others? Back to you.
Oh, we do. We do want to help others in our communities, those that we know, and that's one of the reasons I love your ministry so much, Pastor Dan, because you're helping the poorest of the poor, those that are homeless, those that don't have anywhere else to turn. So, and that's exactly, as believers, what we need to be doing. And the need is only going to escalate in the times ahead. And, you know, a lot of people out there, they think, well, they've got these vaccines now, the COVID pandemic is going to end next year. But, you know, what we're finding, Pastor Dan, is that new strains of COVID are starting to emerge around the world. For example, in Denmark, there was a dangerous new strain of COVID that was passing from minks to humans, and it was so, the strain is so dangerous that the government of Denmark said, well, we're going to just kill all 17 million minks in our entire country.
Wow.
Now, later they backed down because of pressure, and they decided not to kill all the minks, fortunately. But the bad news is that strain is still passing and spreading in Denmark, and they're concerned that it could, you know, start spreading all over the globe, a different strain than is what is circulating right now. Then also this week, it was just reported down in Australia, a dangerous new strain of COVID that supposedly is, you know, is five times more contagious, spreads much more rapidly than the current strain. So if it spreads much more rapidly, much more contagious, well, then that could easily become the dominant strain if it gets out. And so, you know, just like the flu, every year people go in and they get their flu shot, but the flu shot only works against a certain type of the flu. If they guess wrong about what type of the flu will be dominant that year, well, you go get your flu shot, but you could get the flu anyway because they didn't match it up with the correct strain. Well, it's the same thing with COVID. They've got these vaccines supposedly now, but if a new strain becomes dominant, the vaccines may be totally useless and we might be back to square one. So people need to understand about that. And scientists tell us COVID is going to keep mutating. It's going to keep changing. It's going to keep changing forms. And so people need to realize that these vaccines may not be the be-all and end-all. Now, let me say a word about the vaccines real quick, because these vaccines are not like normal vaccines, which you may have taken in the past, which problems with those have been well documented, and we understand the dangers. But these COVID vaccines are an entirely new class of vaccines. They're known as mRNA vaccines, or messenger RNA vaccines. And what they're designed to do, they're designed to literally hijack your cells, the protein-producing functions of your cells, and to produce the things that are going to be necessary in order to fight the current strain of COVID that's going around. But, and they've compared it to kind of like plugging in a USB drive into a computer as kind of what it does. But the thing is, there's no reversing that process. Once they've hijacked your cells, that's permanent. And so a lot of, and we don't know anything. Is this dangerous in the long term? What are the long term effects of this type of vaccine? It's never been tried before. It's never been done before. This is the first time in all of human history that we've ever had these mRNA vaccines. So I know that I'm not going to be getting anywhere near or taking anything like that, and most of the listeners I know already have decided that they're not going to either. But ultimately, we're going to have millions, tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of people around the world taking these type of vaccines. And are they dangerous? What are the long-term effects? Will people get ill? Are there dangers? Will people die? We don't know. It's extremely dangerous, and these vaccines could end up even doing more harm potentially than COVID is.
Good. Yeah. From what I kind of brushed up on it a little bit, not as much as you probably, but it hijacks, the way I get it, it hijacks your DNA, and it forever changes your DNA. And so once you're changed, there's no going back. And for myself personally, I used to, off and on, I took vaccines, and then I took them for about 5 or 6 years straight, and then I still was getting sick. When I quit taking them, I haven't got that drag down flu thing that you get every year or something, you know what I'm saying, since I quit taking them. And so, yeah, I believe in building your immune system, and that's what I work on. And at my age, I'm 65, but my doctor says I'm like a really healthy 50-year-old and everything, and he's astonished. Well, that's because I build my immune system, and I work out, and I do the right things, and I think that's the path to victory. Back to you.
Oh, I completely agree with you. My wife and I, we don't take vaccines. Instead, we, give our bodies the building blocks it needs. We take superfoods, natural foods. We build up our bodies the right way, like you said, Pastor Dan. But so many people today, they just blindly trust the doctors. They blindly trust the system without knowing what's in these things, and I believe that's very, very dangerous. And especially with these new unproven vaccines that are totally different, that literally hijack your cells, I just think it's very, very dangerous. And I would encourage people to be very, very careful. Just don't rush out and get some shots without knowing what you're getting into.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you know, you got to wonder. I mean, think about it. If it's changing our DNA, doesn't that change the way that God made us? I mean, you know, could it go along that line? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things we don't know, you know, but we are being told that it hijacks our cells, that it changes how they function, and that, to me, that's a major, major red flag, and I don't want anything to do with it, you know, so and so many other people out there, thankfully, are raising the alarms about these things, and we're moving into such perilous times. And you know, and you know what? If you get these shots and then you're damaged, you're ill, or you die, or something happens, well, they aren't going to come back and take the elite aren't going to come back and take care of you later. You know, in fact, they'll say, "Oh, it wasn't the shot. You must be sick for some other reason. You must have died for some other reason." Just like they would do with the other vaccines, they're going to deny everything. They're going to say, "Oh, no, 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 it wasn't the vaccine. It wasn't the shots." You know, so
Yeah. They're
not. You know, they're not going to be there to pick you up when you fall if things don't work out for you with this shot. So you're taking a real gamble, in my opinion. But and that's why it's so important. This day and age to think for yourselves, Pastor Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. The reason I try to break in just now is because I want to take us to another point. You know, a large thing in your book talks about how, you know, America being split. Now, hear me, folks, and you need to hear this. You know, at some point, I agree. I know that Jerusalem will be split. Whether it's the invasion of the Antichrist that does it or prior to it. But America, there's been a lot of prophets that have prophesied that America will cause that split. Here's the point. I don't believe Trump will do it in that situation. But Biden, on the other hand, now I want you to address this. Biden, on the other hand, has expressed that he's really going to reverse things. He's going to give a, you know, go back being buddies with Iran. He is also going to go back to the two-state solution of the Palestinian state. I think a Biden administration would try to force it, and then that would bring about a pretty quick demise of America. What do you think?
Oh, I agree, and not a lot of people are talking about this, but this is one of the biggest things at stake, whether we get Trump or we get Biden. Because under Trump, of course, Trump had a plan for a Palestinian state, but the good news is that the Palestinians weren't ever going to go along with anything that Trump wanted, because the Palestinians believe that Trump is totally pro-Israel. They don't want to negotiate with Trump. They don't want any plan that Trump comes up with, so at that point, a Palestinian state was pretty much dead under Trump, just because the Palestinians didn't want to negotiate. They didn't want to deal with Trump. But then you get with Biden coming in, well, the Palestinians are all excited. In fact, there's articles in the Israeli newspapers about, hey, if Biden gets in, a two-state solution is resurrected. It's revived. It's a real possibility again. And Joe Biden has come out. And well, first, the Democratic platform came out, and they said, we're committed to a two-state solution, a Palestinian state alongside the nation of Israel. Then Joe Biden came out and said, yeah, I am 100% committed to a two-state solution, for Israel and the Palestinians, with East Jerusalem as the capital for the Palestinians. And Kamala Harris, right before the election, came out and said, yeah, me and Joe Biden were committed to a two-state solution. So they're very, very much committed to that. They want to do that. They want to achieve that. The Palestinians would definitely be on board. And so this is something to watch closely, because as you noted and as I detail in my new book, literally for decades, going back many, many, many years, so many men and women of God have been shown that someday the U.S. government will be involved in formally dividing the land of Israel. And after that happens, that there will be a physical dividing of the United States right down the middle, right along the New Madrid fault line, literally physically dividing by a great earthquake the United States into two pieces. And there will literally be a new body of water separating the eastern United States from the western United States, and you won't be able to drive across. It'll be the kind of thing that you literally have to fly across. I mean, we're talking about the worst natural disaster, that far worse than any of us have ever seen, or far worse than most people have ever imagined. And so it's not just one, two, or three, or four people that have been shown this by God in supernatural experiences, but literally so many men and women of God throughout the years have been, have had supernatural experiences in which God has shown them that this is in our future. Now, if Trump ends up winning and in the White House, well, maybe that's put down the road a little bit further. But if Joe Biden or Kamala Harris get in, well, nothing is holding that back. That, in fact, that could very, very easily happen within the next 4 years. I think is actually likely to happen within the next 4 years. And so, Pastor Dan, that's just one of the things that's at stake in this election.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There are so many things that reverse. It also goes this, I think the media has just so duped people, because to me, and I always fall into this problem, especially when I start talking to people about the Bible and I forget, oh, wait a minute, I don't know where they're at. You know what I'm saying? But just in general information about, you know, how much better they have had it in America since Trump has become president, you know what I'm saying? And how much people willing to accept the lie of Biden and totally reverse everything and go into dark. It just amazes me to no end how they can believe that. You think there's something divine in that the Father's actually causing that delusion to be put across?
Well, I think we've been given over to a reprobate mind as a nation. I mean, I think we've got a recent survey found that nearly two-thirds of Americans want to keep Roe versus Wade, including about 40% of evangelical Christians. Another recent survey found 67% of Americans now approve of gay marriage. Gallup survey, all-time record high. A different survey found it was 70%. So that's not repentance, Pastor Dan. That's America running away from God, and I believe at this point our nation has been given over to a reprobate mind. And so ultimately it doesn't matter, ultimately in the long run, which candidate ends up winning the presidential election if our country doesn't repent, because if our country doesn't repent, there will be judgment. But I will say this about who ends up winning. Just imagine this, Pastor Dan. You know, at this point, we've had several weeks since the election where the mainstream media has been pounding it into the heads of everyone. Joe Biden won legitimately. They keep saying there's no evidence of election fraud, even though that there is. They keep saying that Donald Trump is trying to destroy democracy. On CNN, they're literally accusing the president of trying to destroy democracy. But they still assume that Joe Biden has this in the bag and he's going to win. Can you imagine the temper tantrum, the fury, the outrage, the hate that we're going to see from the left if President Trump is able to be successful with his legal challenges and he ends up actually winning?
Amen. Look, I gotta cut in because you got 30 seconds to say where you're at, and we'll talk again.
Okay, encourage everyone to go to themostimportantnews.com, and you can get my new book entitled Lost Prophecies of the Future of America on Amazon.com.
Well, Michael, thanks for so much for being on. And, you know, I love having you on because I can cover just anything that's going on, and you have knowledge about it. So, amen. And folks, get over to his website and give him some looks and get his book. Thanks for being on. You be blessed, brother. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, brother. You have a great Thanksgiving as well.
All right. Be blessed. Okay, folks, and we will have a great Thanksgiving one way or another, because we just do. We love to be able to give the poor a meal, man. It's just such a blessing. Anyway, but folks, remember, there is really only one true God. Who is he? He's your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, and through him and only through him is the way to the Father. Remember, always be a blessing to others. Pray about making a Thanksgiving donation. In fact, somebody made a donation while we were online. Thank you, brother. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's praying for Yeshua's return. We won't be on next week because it's Thanksgiving. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and that he's very gracious to you, and that he gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Until we get after this next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.